You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Spreading kindness on the playground. That's what Charlotte Manzik is doing. She's a fifth grader at Maltby Intermediate School in Brighton. And by taking careful note of hurtful things that can happen during recess, Charlotte came up with a way to include everyone in recess activities. And the result of her efforts is Recess Club. That's K-L-U-B. And it stands for Kindness and Leadership Uniting Buddies. Charlotte Manzik is here with us now, along with her mom, Nicole. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. So, Charlotte, what did you see happening on the playground at recess that got you thinking that something wasn't right?
Well, it wasn't exactly what was happening at recess. One night, my sister came home, and we were both going to sleep, and she started crying because she didn't have anybody to play with at recess anymore. She's been playing with these two girls for a long time, ever since kindergarten, and they kind of split up because one went and played soccer, and the other was playing with a group that didn't really want CL to join. So she was hurting, and that's when I was thinking, how could people not want to play with my sister? I loved her so much. She was my biggest idol. So then I asked my mom, what if there was a club at school where if people didn't have anybody to play with, they could go to so they always had someone to play with.
And what grade were you in when you started noticing this?
First grade.
That's pretty perceptive, Mom.
Yes.
What did you encourage her to do when she proposed that idea?
Well, I thought it was such a pure and sweet idea, and the summer was coming, and during the summer, we usually try to come up with activities for the kids to do, and I said, wow, that's such a great idea. Why don't you work on that idea over the summer, and then maybe you can propose it to your principal after the summer? And she asked for a folder and a pen, and away she went and started working on the plans for the club.
So you worked away, and now this idea that you had has grown up into Recess Club. What is Recess Club? How does it work?
Well, I make a recruitment video, and it's sent out to each of the grades, and leaders, they apply to be a leader, a Recess Club leader, so they can search the playground to see if people are alone. And if they are alone, then they will ask, would you like to play with me, or if you would like to play an organized activity, which is where the other Recess Club leaders come into play, where the other half will go and they will organize a game, and everybody's allowed to join. And some days people even who were not alone came and joined, and then kindness and leadership bloomed during recess.
So this is asking students to look around, kind of be aware that there are people being left out. So you're not relying on teachers or parents who are playground monitors or the like. You're asking students to do it.
Yes, because we believe that students should be able to support all of their fellow classmates. And when students are doing it, it makes them feel like they're a part of something and they do have people standing by their side, even when times may be tough between them and their friends.
And so Recess Club is in how many schools now?
Well, last year it was in Hawkins Elementary, and this year we are going to be adding Horning and Maltby Intermediate School.
And these are all in the Brighton district.
Yes.
And I know you got a $10,000 donation from Toys R Us. How did that feel?
That felt amazing. It was a long story, but it came to be, and I'm so grateful that they gave this to me, and they are so supportive of the Recess Club and helping spread kindness on the playground.
So what might this donation be able to do to help this effort grow and be in more schools?
It's going to help us install meetup spots, buy all of the equipment we need to really make this dream a reality.
Nicole, how did you feel watching your daughter come up with this idea, essentially to help her older sister?
Well, of course, as a mother, it made me extremely proud. But when she came up with the idea, I was overwhelmed with that kind of an idea coming out of my young child. But it was also such a simple idea, and it kind of put things into perspective for me as a mother, and has as she's worked on this club, that the small things in life sometimes can produce the biggest results.
Now, so there's been a year or so with a school having this. Has there been a difference in recess in the schools where Recess Clubs Act is going on?
Yes, in my school, there has been people in my class who have not participated, and once the club came along, they were more outgoing and more independent, and they would raise their hand more in class and participate, really knowing that they are amazing. They are them.
Well, you can find out more about Recess Club, and again, it's KLUB, Kindness and Leadership Uniting Buddies, by going to their Facebook page. We've been talking with Charlotte Manzik, the founder of Recess Club. She's a fifth grader at Maltby Intermediate School in Brighton, and with her mom, Nicole Manzik. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us here on Stateside.
Thank you so much, Cindy.